We are so thankful that you are here on the Master's Call, Master's Morning Call. We welcome you, and we thank God for you. It is now a minute out, and we are going to get started. We are going to Tiffany Lauderdale to come and open us up in prayer this morning, and we are going to go right on through this call because we have a full day. Miss Tiffany, are you there?
I don't see her on the board. Is she called in?
Yeah, she did. Okay, that's perfectly all right.
PK, can you hear me now?
Okay.
I can hear you now.
Okay, very good. Let us bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, Father God, and we rise early to declare your lordship. We get under the covering, Father God, of the early riser, and we come into agreement with the heavens to declare your glory, that you are our Lord, that you are our Savior, Father God, that you are the Alpha, that you are the Omega, that you are the beginning, and that you are the end, Father God. We rejoice, Father God, in this day, because this is the day that you have made, and your word declares that we should rejoice and be glad. So we come, Father God, with humble hearts, Father God, just thanking you for every single thing that you have done for us. We thank you for being a way maker. We thank you for being a provider. We thank you for being our refuge. We thank you for being our strength, Father God. We thank you for being our hope, Father God. We thank you because whatever we have called on you to be, you have been that and more, Father God. We thank you that you bless us, Father God, beyond measure, Father God. We thank you that you make things happen for us that we don't even know are happening for ourselves, Father God. I just thank you, Father God, and I bless you today, Father God. We declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper, Father God. Even though it may form, Father God, we claim right now in the name of Jesus that it would not prosper, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the Master's morning call. I thank you, Father God, for Pastor P.K. Roberts and Pastor Vanessa. I thank you, Father God, for the vision that you have given them, Father God. And now we seek you first, Father God, in your kingdom and your righteousness, and we know that everything else shall be added unto us, Father. I ask that you would bless the speaker as they would come this morning, Father God, that the word that they would bring, Father God, will meditate in our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our souls, Father God. And these things, Father God, I ask in your name, and I pray that this will be a great day. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Just pray right on through there this morning.
Right.
Open up the heavens. Thank you, Father, for that prayer. The Master's morning call is based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We are so excited that you are on the call this morning. And for those of you who are new, our only mission is to enhance, enrich, and empower those of you to begin your day with the Lord. And as you see Pastor Vanessa and I today, we would like for you to get some of the cards that we have so that you can share and others can get on this call, because I believe that it is a powerful, powerful call straight from the Lord. I am now getting out of the way. Let me give you an announcement, also a very important announcement, because after this you will not hear my voice anymore this morning. My husband is preparing breakfast for the Master Call leaders and for those of you, Sister Virginia up there, you won't get any this morning, but I promise you, we'll owe you a meal because you are very faithful. And we are going to also be sharing just a little bit as you're coming through here about what Michael Kloss has given us during your breakfast time. And I'm telling you, some of the information just absolutely blew my socks off. I mean, this man is off the chain. So at this time, I'm moving out of the way. The breakfast is going to start at 5:30 through 7, My husband said his breakfast is much better when it's hot. So our number, let me give you my phone number so that he can tell you how to get over in here because I can't tell you. It is 586-747-8000. If you're coming, just call that number, and he'll tell you how to get here to the room. 586-747-8000. At this time, I'm bringing my co-host, my dear sister in the Lord, front and center to introduce our speaker this morning. And baby, we right on time. And we're getting ready to get a powerful word from the Lord. We are having such a wonderful time here. Pastor Vanessa, will you come and share and introduce our speaker for today?
I would be honored. I would be so honored too. And we welcome each and every one of you again to the Master's Call with great expectation and anticipation. I'm encouraging you to get ready for our speaker. She is someone who has been a blessing to the artist family when we've had other artist conferences and had our ministry service. She just hopped right in. Our guest speaker hails from Chicago, Illinois. She's a member of the Liberty Temple Full Gospel Church under the direction of Apostle Clifford E. Turner. Her ministry is called The Winning Circle, and it is focused on the urban agricultural alternative, and it does things such as helping growing gardens and living green, and that lines up right with our green product line. She helps and teaches classes on financial literacy. It's a threefold ministry, and she has literally been in ministry over 25 years. I tell you, the first time I saw her and spent time with her, the countenance of God is all over her. And when she walked into my room last night, I knew that this is who we wanted. We were going to do something different, but I tell you, thank God we know the voice of God. So with great excitement and humility, I introduce to some and present to others Evangelist Gwen Beatty from Chicago. Gwen, Pastor Evangelist, the floor is yours.
God bless you this morning. Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, and talk just a little louder for me, please. And I know that's no problem, Evangelist.
Okay, can you hear me right now?
Yeah, that's good right there.
Okay, praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for these powerful women of God. I am so honored that God would gracious my path to meet these vessels that truly have been sent from heaven to empower this day and time. And we're going to go to the Lord real quick. The prayer has already been bathed, but I thank God that after seeing them, I know that we got up this morning with the name of this call in our spirit, because the Master's call this early, God will open our eyes, and he opened up our eyes to receive this word. And I pray that every heart and mind would just be open to the Spirit of God, because I heard in my spirit when the woman of God asked me to speak, and the word turn around. Mm. You would just say to yourself, turn around. Mm. And my subtitle is going to be, don't stop doing good in your turnaround. So, Father God, we just thank you right now for opening the eyes of your people in order to turn them, God, whichever direction that you might please. And today, Father, may the Spirit of the Lord just go with them and to give them great grace as you choose, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to use these vessels for your glory. I thank you that the word has free course and that it is above everything that moves, Lord, and that you would just take my mouth and cleanse it, oh God, and set coals upon my lips that they may be used as an oracle for your glory. In Jesus' name, we do thank you to every heart on this call that they will recount the conversion that will take place for their turnaround day. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, morning call listeners, I'm going to be speaking to you, and I hope that our hearts are open to receive after the powerful words of the woman of God. I'm going to be coming out of Acts, the 26th chapter, the 12th verse through the 19th verse real quickly, and this talks about Paul's recount of his conversion. And the word of the Lord reads, while this occupied, I don't have my glasses, so bear with me a minute, and pray down. While thus occupied, as I journeyed to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest, at midday, O king, along the road, I saw a light from heaven brighter than the sun shining around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me and saying in a Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Is it hard for you to kick against the gourd or the prick? So I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, who you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and other things which I will yet reveal to you. Praise the Lord. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by the faith. Therefore, King Agrippa, he says, and this is the last verse, and we'll do one other verse, I was not seen disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declare first to those in Damascus and Jerusalem and through all the region of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent, turn to God, and to do benefit and works benefiting of repentance. Praise the Lord. And the last verse I'm going to give you, I hope you were able to follow that, is in Acts, also the 9th verse and the 15th chapter. And it says, and the Lord said to him, go, for ye are my chosen vessel, a vessel of mine, and bear my name before the Gentiles, king, and the children of Israel. Lord, bless the reading of this word. One of the things that the Lord impressed upon me this morning, that many on this call have come to this place because you are looking, I don't care if it's in your life, whether it's with your family, in your community, in your church. In this artist business, we have traveled this far. We didn't come wanting to do things the same old way that we always do them. But when you get ready to get in the presence of God, as we see Paul, who was converted from Saul, who believed that along his life, coming up under the Jewish law, here was a man astute in many, many of the studies of the Sanhedrins and of all of the teachings that he had received. He went along doing a great work. He persecuted strong and he persecuted hard because that's where he came from. Everything he did, I can believe Paul not only studied hard and he persecuted the people of God hard, but when he had his Damascus experience and he got turned around, I wish in my spirit somebody say, turn around. When you begin to understand that God will bring you to a day of turnaround, he began to turn around for the Lord's sake, and he began to live harder than he did in his Jewish custom. When God turns you around and opens up your eyes, you repent. you do what's befitting of repentance. And you stop, you don't stop doing good. When Paul realized that the way that he was going, all of the people who had been under the customs learning and learning from all of the leaders, here is a man who learns directly from the Lord. In verse 13 and 9 and 13, the Bible says that he was a chosen vessel. When you become a chosen vessel, you lay down a lot of the laws and you don't come into the custom of man, but you get your turnaround from the Lord. Now, I wish I had a witness this morning. When the Lord begins to turn you around, he prepares you not only for the religious community or the way that things used to be done, but he now begins to turn, as he turned Paul, to the directions of the Gentiles. And believe me that the Gentile nation is ready for you. They're ready for a spirit this morning of people who know who they are, who have been turned around by God. I don't know about you, but I was going in a lot of directions one day, and God said, stop, repent, and turn around. And when you begin to turn around, things begin to happen in your life. You'll begin to have an eye-opening experience. You'll begin to stop persecuting yourself because you'll see that at midday, you'll have an experience like Paul did. You'll recount that somebody spoke to me at midday. Somebody spoke to me, and then your midday might have been last night when you begin to lay out before the Lord. But at some point, you need to turn around. Somebody this morning might need to turn around in their thinking and in their business and in their health. But the Holy Spirit is saying to me, as he spoke to Paul, he says that because you are my chosen vessel, I'm going to use the power of direct conversation with you, and that is the power of prayer. He says that if you look in the 9th chapter and the 11th verse, he says, so the Lord said to him, arise. Something will happen if you begin to arise and go on a street called Straight Street. A lot of times people think that they're going straight. But when you're a chosen vessel and the light come and you begin to get converted, you don't have an old message. You have a new message. And on Straight Street, you begin to pray to God. And the 12th verse says that in a vision, he saw a man, and Ananias coming in and putting on him that he might receive his sight. Now, when you turn around, you get a new vision. You get a sight from the Lord. Anything can be going on in front of you, but it'll look one way, and God will put you on Straight Street so that you can say, Lord, what is your will right now? You'll begin to repent for the people, and you'll say the old way of Judaism just don't work. Today, I want to let you know that God is looking to turn you around. So don't quit doing good, people of God. Don't look around at what's happening, but look at the vision that God wants to do in your life, and that is to turn you around. So rise up early this morning and get your business in order, because God is going to turn some people around that might walk by you today. God might have you speak in a new day that you're looking for the platinum president to speak to you, but God might just turn you around and say, I want you to speak a word of Straight Street into the lives of this man or woman of God. God might have you to say, turn around from the way that you think and open up your eyes today. I want to show you a new way to go. And just like Paul, I can hear Agrippa saying, this man is mad, but God will reveal himself and show that this is my spirit, that I'm mad for Jesus Christ. Paul's life just became a graduation of opportunity of conversion. So today, I want to just encourage you to rise and stand in your purpose and let your eyes look to the hills from which cometh your help. For God is converting some lives today. God is turning every situation. When you go home, some situations will be turned around. People who you look at, you won't look at them like you used to, because God's going to turn around your vision and open up a new day. So, Lord, today, we thank you that we know who you are. We thank you that Jesus is our turnaround, and we will not persecute, but that we will love, oh God. We will not judge on this journey, but we're going to be turned around because this is a turnaround day. So I want to encourage you as you rise up today and you look to the hills from which cometh your help, that know that now is your Redeemer living in you. For this is your turnaround day. For God says he will deliver you in any situation, any circumstance. You may have felt that you had to suffer a few things, but God says today is your turnaround day. So in the day of adversity, women and men of God, don't stop doing good, but turn it around for the sake of the gospel.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Evangelist Sadie. Turn around. Don't stop doing good during the turnaround. I love that thing. Stop, repent, the big R, repent, and turn around. Thank you for that rich, rich word that you brought this morning. I'm sure it's a blessing to each and every one of us on the line today. I tell you, God knows what we need and when we need it. And some of us today needed it to be reminded to turn around and go a different way. I'm going to ask now Minister Kathy to come to the line as we have our time of closing prayer. There are many petitions and many requests before the Lord. I did have the opportunity to speak with Larissa Barclay briefly yesterday. That's Stormy's brother who is in the hospital, Larissa's husband in Miami, and just minister encouragement. They did a procedure to put a tube down his throat so he can breathe better. We're still fighting and knowing that God has his Jehovah Rapha healing in place. And I know there were other prayer requests that were spoken at the beginning of the call. So Minister Kathy, if you would come now and in our last minutes, please, as we bombard heaven, stand in the gap, make up the hedge on this corporate time of prayer. We stand in intercession for prayer requests. Minister Kathy, the floor is yours.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank God for the word this morning. Hallelujah. God of a turnaround and turn us in the midst of our situation. He knows how to do it. So we're going to the source of where we need to go to get turnaround in these with these prayer requests that have been called out before the Lord. Father, as we come before you now, we come before you thanking you for this another day that you've given unto us. We never take it for granted, God, because you woke us up this morning and caused us to start our day. Thank God for the activity of our limbs today. We thank you, Lord God, that as we approach this day, we declare that this is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for the prayer requests that are laid out before you now. Thank you that you are sovereign, God. Thank you that you are the one that knows everything. Thank you, God, that you are the God that delivers. Thank you, God, that you are the God that set free. Thank you, God, hallelujah, that you are the one that heals. Thank you, Lord God, that you are the one that knows how to reach us right where we are. You are the one, Lord God, that knows how to deal with our hearts and our minds and our souls. And so those that are sick and shut in today, God, we hold them up on the altar before you. And we ask, Lord God, that you be the healing Jesus that you are. Thank you for touching bodies, sick bodies everywhere. Thank you, Lord God, for those that have been called out here on the prayer list, Lord. You know them name by name. We come against the hand of the enemy and we declare and decree that you cannot continue to operate in their lives. Sick bodies be healed. Hallelujah. Those that are at the point of giving up and throwing in the towel, we declare and decree that your life be turned around. Hallelujah. This morning, we declare and decree that you'll be raised from that sick bed now in the name of Jesus. We speak healing in your body. Every activity of your limb, every bone come in alignment, every tissue, every cell. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree that your body be healed, that you might be able to declare the works of the Lord. And then those that are in bondage, we rebuke that now in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of bondage in your life. We come against the spirit of poverty in your life. We come against the spirit of lack in your life. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the one that delivers. And we come against it in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We declare and decree that you shall stand and be the one that God has called for this last and evil day. We thank you, Lord, for every member that's on this call right now. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to help us, Lord God, to be the light and example that you've called us for. We thank you for this family, the Beth DeLeon family. We ask, Lord God, that you bless them and continue to help us while we're at this conference. Cover those that are on their way and keep us and protect us. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much for that time of intercession. We know our Lord hears and answers prayer, and there is so much power in the prayer of agreement. We are so grateful for this powerful call, as God has been faithful to meet us each and every morning. Minister Kathy, again, we thank you for that intercession. And Evangelist Gwen, we bless you for that rich word of turnaround today and all through the day. Let that reverberate in our spirits that we serve a God who is a God of a turnaround in every situation and every circumstance in our life. And Minister Tiffany, we thank you. It was so good hugging your neck and meeting you. She's been such a blessing on this call each and every morning. Thank you for opening up and clearing the heavens this morning. We again are excited about all God is doing, reminding everyone as we close out the call that you can go to our website and see and link and click on any of our previous ministries. Unfortunately, and we're going to have to get him back. Many of you all were asking Tuesday. The devil thought he won, but we're going to get Pastor Henderson back to definitely teach that sermon again on working the soil. It was so awesome. But we can go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And don't forget to join us for breakfast this morning, those of you on the line who are right here with us in Las Vegas, to call Dr. PK at 586-747-8000. And as we close out this call today, as we have always said each and every day, that this call is all about Jesus. It is the Master's call. And now we are encouraging you to submit to the call of God on your life and go out today and be his minister in the marketplace. Thanks again. Have a very blessed day. And we will see you again on this line, same place, same station, at 4 o'clock in the morning for us here out in Las Vegas at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time everywhere else. Be blessed and have an awesome day in Christ. Bye-bye.